There's no regretting anymore. It's worth the wait, even so far away. I'm making the night mine until the day I die. No light to break when you're hanging by fate.
Babylon Podcast Studios in an undisclosed location in beautiful Southern California. It's Babylon Podcast, where gay is the way and no topic is left unturned. With your hilarious big-haired hosts, Philly Dean and Scooter Booter. Get your cocktails ready as they dish the dirt and drink the juice. Podcasting in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Babylon Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Scooter Booter, and I'm giving you a little warm up before our show. This is a very special show, special bus special, if you know what I mean. Lots has been going on in our lives lately. No doubt you've noticed that we've had no show releases. We're real sorry about that, but life has been grand and there's been a lot of changes for both of us. Also, you may notice Aunt Phyllis is not with me today, although it's fantastic hogging the mic by myself. This is because she's flying the sunny skies of the Midwest as a big old bona fide commercial airline pilot, the drag queen kind. Have you ever met a drag queen captain? They're a little more interesting in the way that they aren't interested in spelling their drink than they are in getting the landing right, so you better check your tickets and listen closely when the captain comes on your flight. So I call today's show special, and it is, because as of this episode, we're on an indefinite hiatus.
This is the biggest bunch of bullshit I think I've heard in weeks. Sorry.
And there is a physical distance issue between Aunt Phyllis and I. The mileage is just making it very difficult, so she's been in Mexico and Tejas and really, she has another destination that's TBD. So at this point, it's just made the show really difficult to produce. So I say it's indefinite because honestly, we know the universe is going to pull the two of us together again, and who knows what will happen at that point. So for now, we're not going to say goodbye. We'll just say until later to you all. But we do want to thank all of the amazing guests we've had over the years, like Special K, Justin, all of our Rue superstars, and yes, how could I forget Miss Jazana Stranger, who got us started, the poor mess. We love all of you. Did I mention that Miss Jazana Stranger and Miss Aunt Phyllis Dean actually worked together? Imagine the two of them flying the plane. Anywho, there's also our cast of characters that we talk about on the show all the time, and you've learned plenty about their lives, like the Brit Bishop, Bitter or Peppercorner, Juice, Poppy, the Handler, Pebbles, Bessie, and Mia are in-studio actresses. The Dennis, D-Ro, Dean and Aldo. And, of course, all of Aunt Phyllis's tricks. Just too long to name. So out of courtesy to her, I will put it like that. I'm sure she'd love that. More importantly than all of those people are you, our listeners. So honestly, and Aunt Phyllis, I have talked about this many times, you are the reason we didn't give up so many times. Because of your feedback, your Christmas cards and suggestions and such, it just made it so much fun. We love you, and I know Aunt Phyllis feels the same way too, so thank you. So it's with a heavy heart that we begin our show. We had to use a backup recording, which sounds terrible, and we were just gonna trash it, but considering the circumstances and some fan requests, we're gonna give it to you here. Please accept our apologies and enjoy the madness. Don't forget to Facebook friend our fan page and our individual Facebook pages, and we'll let you know if there's any changes in the future. And here we go.
And don't f*** it up.
Test, test, motherfucker.
Son of a bitch!
All right, that's both of our responsibilities to watch that thing.
Hello, Long Beach! I like that one better, no?
Scooter Booter. Wow, that was very good, Scooter Booter. Cheers, clang, clang.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
So, you are listening to Babylon Podcast. I'm Ann Philistine.
And I'm Scooter Booter, and we are recording live from the Long Beach Studios at dusk. Oh, no, correction. Night.
Night. Yep. This is a take two. We were 20 minutes into our previous recording when we realized it wasn't recording.
We were hilarious. Trust us. It was amazing.
You know what? If only you could have been a fly in the room, because that's all that heard the show.
Part of those lost archives of Babylon Podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Do you have the backup recording going, honey?
I do.
All right.
I do, and it's working.
I'm going to chalk that up to a failure on the assistant production responsibility. You're responsible for the backup.
You're right. You know, actually, you waved me off on the last episode because everything has been working so nicely. And then you got that little weird thing when you text me, and my heart sank. But I didn't hear any. The show sounded okay. So
that's okay. The only thing we had to delete out of the last show was us talking about your birthday, so it was perfect.
Any part where I was talking was gone? Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh, that wine bottle's really far away.
Well, why don't you read it while this happens?
Listeners, do you hear anything? I don't hear anything.
Was that close enough for you, honey?
Yeah, no, I got my glass refilled. That worked perfect.
Okay, good, good. Absolutely fantastic. So, yeah.
I'm a light pour. Look at that.
What, I was going to say, did you either guzzle half of
this? This is like that waitress at the Denny's, you know? Excuse me, miss.
Why did you only pour yourself a quarter glass of wine, honey?
I don't know.
We have all night.
I feel guilty. You're over there sucking down your broccoli juice, and I'm having grape juice.
No, you just go ahead. So we're going to recap 20 minutes of show. Can we do it in 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, we said hello. We said daylight savings time, no good, Alaska.
You're a whore.
Something like that.
Alex is fat.
Rudy's dead.
Rudy's dead. Oh, Rudy Delamore.
There, 20 minutes.
You're caught up and RuPaul sucks.
Yeah, that's it. No.
It's ridiculous.
Woo!
There were some clips in there too, but
that's right.
Yeah, so RuPaul has not really gelled this season for some reason. I mean, I like all the characters. I'm watching the shows. I like the Untucked, but it's not like I have to watch it live like I have been in the past.
I didn't know that about you, that you had to watch it live.
It's the only show I had to watch live.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no, I
because you bitches all ruined it for me. That's why.
Well, you know, get off Facebook, honey. That's what Facebook is for, is spoiling.
Facebook is so 2012. Mm. You're still on that thing?
I know, can you believe it? Are you going to get your Google glasses?
Those do look interesting.
Since we're talking
I'm waiting for Google contacts.
Just to finish in RuPaul, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm totally not invested in any of these queens. I think they all, you know what? I think they all ought to, pretty much.
Peekaroo, I see you.
Going bye-bye. Anywho's, I don't know why, the Google Glasses, I saw the little teaser for that, you know, the little promo they've got on Facebook that's available to see.
I haven't seen it, but I've been reading the articles, yes.
I'm not sure I'm in love with this idea. At what point do we stop at, like, just doing retinal implants at that point?
Oh, we won't. Contacts are next.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't have that much thirst for information all the time, but I could see people, you know, people who have their phone in their hand while they're driving and walking and talking with their friends. They always have that phone in their hand. You know the kind. They might want to participate in the world, but still be doing all of that. So you're like, you could just be looking at me now, but you're really surfing Facebook.
Uh-huh. I am. In my mind, I am. I am looking for more entertaining content.
There you go. So you are a prime customer. Now, the billionaire owner of Google, I don't know what his name is. I probably should, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that he was on the subway? and he was caught by some photographers just in kind of plain Jane clothes hanging out on the subway.
Really?
Yes. No. Well, what they figured out was, because they had heard rumors of the Google Glasses, was, and then they questioned him later at a different, at a conference thingy that he was at, or like, were you on the subway testing out the Google Glasses? And he's like, I was. I think they're called, are they Google Glasses or Google?
That's how I know them, is the Google Glasses.
Okay. Oh, Goggles is their program. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, and he said, I was testing it. So he was on the subway with the prototype.
Well, okay, so that means that they're getting some sort of reception down there. Is that...
There's no reception on the subway that I recall.
Well, then what is he down there testing?
I have no idea.
Honey, that's not good business for us.
If we don't know what the product...
If they get reception down there, we'll lose all our customers. The only reason people listen to us is they have nothing else to listen to.
I know, right? Bunch of tunnel rats listening to us.
Only the poor subway riders that can't afford the Google Glasses. I guess it can only afford free content off iTunes.
You know, I feel like you should walk the dog with me sometimes. Are you in the bad chair?
No, the bad chair is over there.
Oh, okay.
With my fine crystal sitting on top of it.
I was like, that leg looks a little crooked. Are you going to go down?
Honey, that's a little personal.
Whoa.
Can we get you some more wine first? Maybe I need the wine
what
first.
What was I saying? No. Oh, God, no. Where are you going with that? Special K, he actually called you skinny. He said you're more normal now. And I said, that sounds like you just called him fat. Just in case you were listening.
Right. Yes, I didn't call you fat. I called you...
No, but it could be interpreted as you calling him fat.
Because I said he used to be skinny.
Oh, good. I'm glad you repeated it. He used to be skinny, huh?
He used to be skinny, like rail skinny.
Okay.
Yeah. Now he's normal. Or maybe, like you said, pleasantly plump.
I did not say that, you dumb bitch.
Oh, just kidding. All right, so Rue's out.
Yeah, Rue's done.
Rue's done. And, you know, I was thinking, we're in what season? We're in March now. Is this March?
Yep.
Okay, so we just entered into March. Oh, we also talked about... Oh,
we're in our third series.
We also were talking about alcohol and oxygenation.
Carbonation,
right.
And oxygenation of the blood.
Yes.
Which means nothing to you now.
No, no, the joke is lost, but it was really good stuff.
Oh, wasn't it? People, you're lucky.
Actually, I'm lucky because...
You are lucky?
Because it really...
It was an act of God.
It really... I think it was. It really made...
And we're back.
Take three.
Uncomfortable cut edit that happened just now mm-hmm. is because...
Apple sucks. Give me a... Order me
How
for those Google
that?
Glasses.
2 years?
Yeah, it's 2 years old.
It does not seem to have a resilience. You've already been in for the mic. Now the USB ports are failing.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm. This is not a good demonstration for the iPad or what? No, this is the iMac. What in the hell do I have here?
It's an iBook, a MacPad,
yeah.
A MaxiPad.
A MaxiPad, yeah, something like that. So,
God, that's a big twat if that's your MaxiPad.
Damn. So, yes, we were saying that I can't I, save me for
yeah.
myself. That we lost the first
I can't
recording.
Believe it's not butter.
So, here we are in March. And we have not talked about Vegas. Yes, we went to Vegas in January, was it?
Lost Wages. Oh, that's right. January for the Sin City Shootout.
Since 2 months ago. So we are bringing you current, up-to-date information right here from Babylon.
There's like five of them in here. Why is that?
Well, because I've been juicing, honey. It brings the fruit flies in.
It was not a fruit fly. That was a big old horse fly.
I don't know what it was, but it's
Thank
gone.
You for wiping it on my knee.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I could have wiped it across your face.
So you're taking a new interest in bananas, huh?
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe
is this what you juice?
Well, no, I've tried to juice... I try to juice bananas. They don't really juice very well. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. No, they're more of a blender item, huh?
Yeah, it blend.
Do they're starchy and they probably gum up the machine a little
they
bit.
Do, they get like the banana, you put in the juicer and it all does is just mush it up and no juice comes out. It just gets mushy and it all just goes into the little feed trap or all the
You
the
need to Google
trap.
That with your Google goggles.
Honey, I don't need to Google it. I did it myself.
No. I mean, how do you get more banana into your juicing diet?
You eat them.
No, I know. Into your cup, sweetie. That would give it more froth.
My juicing.
It's kind of like you need to juice it and then throw it in the blender. What is this thing here?
That's the magic bullet.
Oh, that sounds like a vibrator.
Honey, if that's your vibrator, you got problems.
I said it sounds like a vibrator. It does not look like my vibrator. Wait, I don't have a vibrator.
Oh, what does your vibrator look like? I've seen a picture of him.
5'8". I mean, 5'8", dark Latino.
Ooh, I love it.
Yes, Vegas.
Vegas.
So Vegas, if you have been a longtime listener, you know that we go to Vegas every January for a sports convention, a gay sports convention.
I like to call it a gay sports convention. That makes it sound official.
Right. It's gay sport.
Right.
Partying.
Like water sports, for example.
Yes. Yes, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
How many sports participate?
What's that?
How many sports participate?
At least 15 to 20.
Yeah, it's quite a few.
Including bridge.
Well, I was going to say some of the new ones this year I question.
Mud wrestling.
Well.
Back hair braiding.
I think waxing ought to become one of their
waxing people. Yes,
that would be a good one, right?
Yes.
Or how about, you know, the waxing,
you and I could go for like what, 7 days without waxing, and then we could go to the tournament and...
It could be about who can endure the most pain. That could be the how you win. You win by how low can you go before no more.
Like down your pants?
Yeah.
How low do you go? How I can go all the way, pumpkin.
Oh, you could?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't want to.
Oh, I don't think I could. I don't think I could get all the way down there.
I'm noticing a disturbing trend in porn, by the way, now that we're talking about waxing. We'll get back to Vegas. The whole shaved, completely like snatch bald.
I don't like
not...
that. No.
No, no, no.
I want my man to have a little hair. Now, I want it to be groomed. I want it to be neat, and I want it to be neat. I want it to be groomed and well maintained.
I don't mind shaved chest,
right?
But when you get down to making it look like a little boy in the pants,
that's exactly what happens.
Gross.
Is it looks, when you completely shave it off that there's no hair? I've actually had I had an encounter with someone that had that, and I was kind of turned off by it. I was like, I feel like I'm molesting a child here.
Yeah,
because you know the rule has always been, if there's grass on the field, play ball.
Right.
But when you remove all the grass off the field, you can't play ball.
Now, if it's hot enough, I suppose I could overlook it, but...
No,
yeah, I do not prefer that trend. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of it.
Trim it up, but don't get rid of it.
Anyways, yeah. I'm not sure why I got to that, but...
We were talking about waxing down under.
Oh, yes.
And...
So I probably would not last, because I would not want that phenomena going on in my own crotch.
So you wouldn't get the baseball special? And the waxing department?
No.
That would be the bat, the ball, and the dugout.
Put a bump.
I've been waiting all year for that one.
Yes, you have. Okay, maybe I should be for blame for taking us away from Vegas. So the venue changed this year from the LVH, Las Vegas Hilton, which is... no longer the Hilton.
Which is why it's the LVH.
So stupid.
Right.
And I believe last year we mentioned that it was kind of a letdown, the hotel. The dining establishment stunk. The rooms were okay.
They're decent.
They could have been better.
It was off strip, so it was kind of a pain to get places. The gambling didn't seem to be very good there. We didn't have a good time gambling. None of the machines paid out. I think the machines were broken and they didn't pay out anything.
So this time they did it at the Tropicana.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember the trip now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Why don't you talk about utilizing a different airline other than Papa Tango?
Oh no, you're going to get it in this one, honey. if you would like to bring it up. So Aunt Phyllis has decided in her life of unemployment to be somewhat shifty.
Shifty?
Shifty!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Aunt Phyllis was taking the Besties crew to Las Vegas for our annual outing, and then it turned out that she had training. Oops, she didn't have training, but she canceled our flight.
As I recall,
yes,
the training. I was a little up in the air, quite literally.
No.
With the training, there was some issues because I was originally scheduled to go to training in November.
And you were going
to
be out of town in Utah.
And I
on
was.
On purpose.
For training?
Yes, on purpose.
So,
What do you mean by on purpose?
Utah. Salt Lake City. Oh, you go to Salt Lake City.
Yes. Well, yes, of course. Yes, on purpose. Yes. Be there. And then
we realized your flight service was unreliable.
Unreliable, but not because I had chose it to be unreliable. I just did not know what my availability was going to be like with the whole training process. And then they canceled that.
Yes, but you would have been in Utah. So what were you going to do, fly back and get us?
Yeah, I would not have been able to come back and get you.
So the very good chance that we were out.
But I wasn't the one that was shifty. It just, things change.
Okay, well, that is true. Things did change, but...
What are you saying? You did not want me to get full-time employment so that I can haul your asses to Vegas?
Honey!
Is that what this is about?
That's what this contract is that we call besties. You want to know what... You don't want to know why we're having a problem? Now you know.
Let me get my bills out, and you just start writing checks, honey, and I have no problem.
I recall we write checks, normally. Anywho's. Yes, so when we realized that you may not be able to go, we decided to either rent a car or get flights.
Alternate air travel.
And thank goodness Special K is crafty. He found me some airline that no one has ever heard of called Cheapo Air. No, that's the website. Sorry, that should have been my first clue. CheapoAir.com.
I love it.
You don't need to put that in your browser because if you go there, you're an asshole.
Whoa.
Point number one. You will get a $50 flight to Vegas and a $50 back from Vegas. Sounds good so far,
that
right?
Sounds like that's cheaper than Papa Tango Air.
Okay, so then you get to the airport and your flight is baggage. You have to pay for your baggage. That's not unexpected these days.
Is that even including carry-on baggage?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
The put it in the belly baggage, $45 a bag. Oh, that's a little high.
That's your whole ticket price over again.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, then I'll just carry it on. Okay, well, that's $55 a bag.
What?
Carry-ons, unless it's a personal item, it's $55 a bag or at least $50. I was like, this is such a bullshit racket. So they basically discounted the airfare knowing that they're charging for every bag going on that plane. Every bag.
But was that...
Were you carrying on or were they put it on?
But was that given, like, described in ordering the ticket? Like, I would think that they would
it
have to
really
disclose
that.
It really
was not, because that was a travel agency website and the airline was... I've already blocked it. It's so bad.
Spirit Air.
Spirit Air, thank you.
Yes, I'm very well aware.
Spirit, I'm like, I've never heard of this airline, but you know what? I'm going to go with it. Mm-hmm. I book it. Now, I was a dumbass, and I booked the wrong weekend.
Oh, no. So you had to buy two sets?
So I went to go do a Let's Move It.
Uh-huh.
The change fee was more than the flight, so yes. Second set, and you just chalk that up to learning in life that you don't rush things out. I was doing that like at 12 o'clock, and I have to book this before it's not available anymore.
Right.
So screwed myself, fine. But we'll put that aside. That's not on the airline. That's on me.
Okay.
Special K decides that we're going to go in on Friday at, the flight was at 6:45 a.m.
Oh, lovely. You know, there's nothing better than a 6:45 a.m. flight.
No delays? Everything's ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can just get your ass out of bed at 3:30 in the morning.
What time do you have to get to LAX?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you get
So
you got to park, and you got to get to the, off-site parking.
And I sometimes get accused of being controlling and such.
No.
Yes. So I told Special K, I felt like, you know what, I don't want to stress anybody out. What I will do is say, Special K and Handler, can I ride with you to LAX? Mm-hmm. That way I know, like, I'm on your schedule.
Yes.
Sure, we'll pick you up at, I'm going to say they picked us up at 5:15. Does that sound like enough time?
Wait a second. What time was the flight again?
The flight was at 6:45.
So technically you need to be at the airport by 5:45.
But they would like you to be there at 4:45.
Well, for an international flight.
Well,
but for a domestic flight, 5:45.
No, that for a domestic flight, they would like you to be there 2 hours early.
Yeah, so 6:45, so you have to be there an hour early, 5:45.
For a domestic flight, they would like you to be there 2 hours early.
Since who? I would never.
I know you would never, but if you go read a lot of these websites, they want you to be at the airport 2 hours prior to the flight.
Yeah, they also want you to pay $55 to check out a bag.
And this is not just Spirit. No, okay. This is...
All right, so...
I know you never do that.
But, but I would at least want to be going through security by 5:45.
Okay,
so well, if he's picking you up at 5:15 in Fullerton to get to LAX, that doesn't give you any time to park a car and get from a car park.
It just didn't occur to my brain, and I went, nah... we just go to Vegas, like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the first flight out.
Because that's going to change
no
your
traffic,
security line.
No traffic. Yeah, I know, exactly. So, anyways, so we have to, we have to park the car at an offsite.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The offsite, that whole process is a half an hour. Offsite parking and then get a shuttle to the terminal, that's a half an hour process.
I honestly did not give it a second thought until we're standing in the line waiting for the bus at the offsite lot. And we're about 15th in line. I have no idea if this is a shuttle, a bus, a taxi. I don't know what it is at this point. And we're waiting and we're waiting. And of all people, the handler goes, "We need to get a taxi." And then I went, OMG. We are super late. We are super, super late. So he grabs a taxi. We all pile in. We get to the airport. I see the terminal as we're driving by in the taxi. I see the terminal. There's nobody in line. And I'm like, oh my God, no problem. We're just going to throw our bags right on. We walk up to the counter. We get the whole, you got to pay, you know, umpteen million dollars for your bags. Except we get the ghetto LA fabulous from the, I'm sorry, what are you here for? From the desk agent. Well, we're here to check in. For what? We only have one. We have a 3 p.m. flight. And Special K says, no, we're on the 6:45 a.m. flight. She goes, he's like, we got 20 minutes. She's like, you ain't gonna make that flight. Mm-hmm. And so it ensued from there. She was quite rude. Mm-hmm. He decided to have a dispute with the person. I'm like, just give her the fucking bag. So anyhow, we all run up to security. We pick the wrong line in security, the one that's going 3 times slower than all the others or whatever. And I'm at this point in my mind, I'm like, we ain't going to Vegas. We're going to have to get back in the car and drive, which I'm fine with. Totally fine with. Because it's 6 a.m.
Right. Yeah. You got all day
to go. We'll be there by 10 a.m. No big deal, right? And I'm with my friends. Honestly, that's what made it fun. So anyways, we get through security in about 20 minutes. Now, the plane should be leaving.
Yeah.
And we're coming down the concourse. I'm like, well, we'll just go see we'll verify that the door is closed. And the first peek I get, the door is open.
Right.
The door is open to our gate. I'm like, I turn around, I'm like, holy shit, the door is still open.
Technically,
now,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we break into a full sprint.
Okay.
I'm putting belt on as I'm running or whatever. Like, and she's like, oh, you're lucky. Well, they had a mechanical delay. So it all worked out fine. And hence my new experience of just letting somebody else handle it worked out fine.
And then you got on the plane and you had to deal with the flight attendants. Probably gave you a little spiel, sounded something like.
They were okay on the plane, but I could literally lick the seat in front of me. That was the tightest configured airplane I've ever been on.
Oh, it must have come from Thailand.
I know, right? Now, when we walked in, the people on the plane were giving us that Starbucks lady look.
Uh-huh.
If you remember that
story.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Is this the fucking reason we're waiting? Uh-huh. Well, the captain got on and said, we have a mechanical delay.
Okay.
Cool. So we rushed for nothing.
What was the maintenance delay? They ever explain it?
No.
I appreciate when they explain what the maintenance delay is, because I would really like to know. I mean, it was like a wheel going to fall off?
No, she did say, it's not a big deal. I would feel better to have somebody look at it, and that takes a little bit of time. And
I'm sorry, did you say she?
It wasn't. It is Spirit.
Was it just on a stranger?
I thought Madonna might be flying the airline, you know? I was thinking Spirit cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, we get to Vegas. We get to the hotel. Fantastic taxi driver. We get in the hotel. They're like, can we help? Can we take your bags? Whatever. And I'm like, this is great service so far. The Tropicana. Have you been to the Tropicana?
I had not stayed at the Tropicana before. No. This was my first experience.
I have, and it's been remodeled. And we walk in, and the front lobby was in rainbow colors.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I thought, well, tropical, maybe this is like their normal color scheme or something.
Right, right.
But it became very quickly apparent. They had completely transformed the hotel to be accepting of the 800 some rooms of gay clientele that were on their way in.
Yeah, they had even had the room keys were printed with the Sin City Shootout. All the dealers were wearing t-shirts for the Sin City Shootout. That was the one thing that I really appreciated about the Tropicana was that they went above and beyond the expectations.
They had banners saying, welcome to the Sin City Shootout members.
It said, welcome faggots. you know, just everything. It was really great. I thought it was
condoms and lube on every table.
Yeah, and they had music playing behind the table games. That was going on.
Yes, they're very welcoming. And you have to admit, the employees that you talked to, were they not very nice?
No, they were. No, I had...
It's almost like they had sensitivity training before we got there.
I thought there was a lot of good things... I just bit my tongue again about the Tropicana. I don't understand their the whiteness of their building. That's the only thing that just kind of...
Yeah, they kind of fucked up on the paint job, didn't they?
They have this huge building amongst all these other huge buildings that are,
ornate
or have beautiful designs or colorful or stone or whatever they are. And they had went down to Home Depot and they got bright white, about 5,000 gallons of it, and just dumped it over the entire building.
Yes.
And that's it.
Windows and everything.
Windows and everything, yes. The windows were white, too.
Absolutely not a shred of detail. It was basically a monolithic piece of white. It was odd.
Well, here's how bad it was. When I was there last time, I thought, oh, they're in the process of painting.
That's a primer.
That's the primer.
Yes.
Then I came back 6 months later. It looked the same. I said, huh.
Well, okay, so the all-white thing is a thing in design right now. It just does not work on that hotel. It's not a modern architecture.
Right.
So if it was modern, it would make sense, but it's not. It's 1960s, 70s Tropicana.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, internally, I appreciated everything that they did. It was very fun. It was a great, great event.
Did I tell you I wrote a letter to the organization?
Which organization?
To the Sin City Shootout.
Oh, you did not. What did the letter say, honey?
I let them know how well organized all of the events were,
mm-hmm.
how amazing the hotel was, and how prepared they were for us. And I got a reply from the director of the event saying...
Who the hell are you?
No, saying thank you for your commentary. I felt the same way, and this sums up a lot of what I had to say. I forwarded it directly to the general manager of the Tropicana, or the two owners of the Tropicana.
Nice.
He said they really... They met with us early to go out to find out how can we make this an over-the-top event for your organization.
Interesting.
Yeah, they really wanted to make it something because they know they'll get our business next year.
Right, of course. So. Yeah, because when they did it in the past at Planet Hollywood, as much as I love the Planet Hollywood, they didn't really care whether we were there or not.
No, you were like a group.
Yeah,
because you're a group right there or something.
Yeah, because honestly, why do they really need to care whether or not we're there? They have a whole hotel full of gays there all the time anyways. So I guess they didn't... And maybe the group was bigger this year, but I don't know that the Tropicana would have known that, like, comparatively over years past. But I did want to ask...
They offered more group rooms.
I want to ask a question about a couple of the new sporting events that they've got going on here. Frisbee?
Is that one of them?
Frisbee. Are we calling Frisbee a sport now? Because if so, I'm very athletic.
Yes.
Frisbee's bridge, huh?
Hot dog.
Bridge?
Bridge.
But is this so that we can bring the senior part of the gay community involved? We need more of the we need more of the old gays.
It is turning into a little bit of a pride festival, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, why can we not just keep these to actual sporting events? Why are we, I mean, what's next? You know what I think they ought to have next year is a baking. Let's do baking.
Oh, my God.
We can compete in
that. I would practice for months.
We can compete in that right alongside. You know, we'll have to figure out how we're going to compete against that and waxing. Those two will be tied up.
Well, how do you think that would work? If they'd throw down a special ingredient and you'd have to somehow work it into a bread or something?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Either that or just have like a panel of judges and bake your best item. But I do like that. There was a TV show where they give you like you get like three ingredients, and you got to make something out of that.
Right, but this, in this case, it would be you have to make a dessert out of it. And we're going to give you leeks and cotton balls
and Toronto chilies
and dried bull scrotums. Go, 60 seconds. I have shavings of dried bull scrotum on top of my leek flavored ice cream. I know.
But no, it was definitely a lot of fun. They had a lot of parties.
Party every night.
Matter of fact, we met you at the opening party, right?
Is that when we got together?
Yeah, because by the time I got there and checked
in... Oh, that's right, you came in late.
Yes. We...
Yes, and you were a fly on the wall. Oh, not the opening party, sorry. The opening party, which the entertainment was horrible, was it not?
We're talking about at the hotel, right?
Yeah, at the hotel in the ballroom.
It was drag queens. So yes, of course, it was horrible.
Okay, just confirming.
Yeah. I don't really recall. I don't recall being bad or good. It was just drag queens.
Super average.
Super average.
But the off-site events at the evenings I thought were fantastic.
Well, so after we left the opening, we had to go up and get ready to go out for the night because we were going to the Share. Yeah, Share.
S-H-A-R-E.
Share nightclub. And so we need to go up and get ready, and we wanted to go to see Special K's room because he got in a special room.
Right.
What is special about Special K that he gets a special room?
He can't share, otherwise he'd have to kill us.
Oh, I see.
He's got some type of an in every time, and I think it's because he's... I've had enough years here. I think it's because he's friendly with the board.
Uh-huh.
And he talks them into getting him a special room rate.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, so we went and checked out his room.
His suite.
His suite.
And we checked out his bed.
His bed.
And his
shower.
Latrine. And his sink.
And his toothbrush.
Yes. And Special K and Handler, if you don't know what we're talking about, it might be time to look at the photos. On your camera.
Yeah.
We know you haven't looked at them yet because obviously you would have said something.
Yeah, we had.
You might want to throw out that toothbrush too, by the way.
I didn't mean for it to touch all the way down there, but, you know,
hey,
what can you do?
What else? You know, besties.
Yeah. It was really supposed to just be for the camera, but I was shaking a little bit. But I did pick the hair off, if that makes a difference. So
yes, so we checked out his room. They weren't there.
No, they weren't there.
We were picking up our paraphernalia that we had prepaid for.
Right. What is it, drugs?
Tournament wristbands and cups.
Oh, okay, yes. I was like, are we smoking bowls now, or what kind of paraphernalia are we talking about?
Dildos, you know, such.
Yes, and then we went off to Share Nightclub. Now, I had never been there before, Share Nightclub. This is a new nightclub in Vegas?
I guess so, and apparently it's gay all the time.
Gay, well, and why shouldn't it be?
Yes, I give the layout a solid C-.
Okay.
Very difficult to maneuver with a bunch of people. In fact, there was a very uncomfortable booth situation right in the middle of the club that you were tripping over people on.
It was kind of weird. The inside of it was kind of like an oval, if you will.
Yes.
And so the dancing area, if you had one, would have been in the open oval area, and what was on the outside of the oval was like booths and where they had like the dancers would perform, and on the inside of the oval was also like couches and booths and more area for the dancers to perform. So you had to find like a little nook or a cranny to stand in, and you might have been standing literally in someone's booth while you were standing there, right?
Yes, their VIP booth.
Their VIP booth was now your dance floor.
Right, I had a few drinks from the VIP booth until I realized it was the VIP booth.
But what was a solid A+ was the entertainment, yes?
Oh my goodness, yes. They had a selection.
Strippers like I have not seen before.
Right? Gotta admit that.
Whoever was booking the strippers got it. They got it because...
Tall, short, small...
Dark, muscular,
white, thin.
Black,
yeah,
Asian.
They had a little bit of everything, so that you liked at least two of the 15 that were roaming around.
Yeah, there wasn't, because a lot of times you see that when you go to the strippers, you obviously know whoever's choosing the strippers, you know exactly what they like, because that's what every single stripper looks like.
Right, the stripper chooser was a bottom.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. The stripper chooser was a top, not so great.
Yeah, not so great, all the little queen boys running around. But this, and they're not strippers. Let's be fair, they're go-go dancers. Remember, we've been corrected on this before.
I would call them whores.
Okay.
Because they offered services, and I was propositioned for some of those services.
Really? What kind of services did they offer?
God, I wish I could remember how he said, because one of them didn't speak English, and he leaned over to me because I was on my...
Those are kind of the best kind.
I was on my second of $15.
Okay. Oh.
He could see there was a whole wad of ones there. And he said, you want to go upstairs?
What do they have up there? Buffet? What?
Yeah, what's going on? What's up upstairs?
The game room? PlayStation? What's up there?
I said, oh, I don't know. Why? Do you want to go upstairs?
I mean, I remember when we would go to Arena, the first thing we would do is go upstairs. That's where they had the little buffet line.
Well, there was a little price menu, and apparently there was a private lap dance / I don't know more. I didn't go up there, so I don't know. going on up there.
Well, you said the menu. What was the menu?
I don't remember now. It's been so long.
Was there anything on the value meal list?
Well, unfortunately, Poppy was sick this night. And like the good husband, I left him home in a quiet, dark room to rest peacefully. Right?
No wonder you're going through so many singles.
Sounds appropriate. I said, I'll just hang on to your wallet for you, Poppy. Bye-bye. I said, well, I would love a lap dance. It may not be appropriate without prior authorization from the flight tower.
I see.
And I did not think to get authorization from the tower prior to leaving.
Prior to departure.
Yes. Yeah, so madly, I'm texting Poppy, wake up, you dumb bitch. I want to get a lap dance.
Do you mind?
Do you mind? And there was no response.
Of course. Clearly.
He was sleeping, air quotes.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah. Mm. He saw that text come, I'm sure.
He's like, whatevs.
Whatevs.
Yeah, no, but I gave you a solid C- as well.
Was I not performing that night?
You were kind of asleep with your friend. Oh, actually, no. Was your friend there with you?
He was there, but...
Yeah, you just didn't seem like you were enjoying it.
I wasn't engaged?
No.
Why was I not engaged?
I don't know, but it was kind of like we're ready to go.
Is it possible that less than 24 hours ago I had just come in from like a
whirlwind
36-hour travel experience
off of a 21-day trip to
yeah 21 mm-hmm. days of travel, 4 hours to Shanghai. 18 hours in Shanghai, 12 hours from Shanghai to L.A.
Whatever, harsh in my mellow.
And jump on Papa Tango to show up in Vegas, and you want me to be an A+.
Cock blocker.
I mean, Jesus!
Do we have a name for...
Gooter Booter.
For Special K's bestie. Special K's bestie, Bakersfield? Oh, Bakersfield.
Bakersfield,
yeah. Yeah, Bakersfield was there.
Yes, he was.
So he took over bestie role that night.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, okay, let's go have some fun with the strippers. So we went around and ogled and grabbed and tipped and yada yada. He's a good time with the strippers.
I tipped some of the strippers. I sure did.
Oh, okay, and then you went right back to your phone with your sweater. I was like, what is going on here? But you were exhausted, I think.
I was. Problem. I was.
You were in a different time zone, really.
I was in a different time zone, and I was short on time. So
we got a ride back to the hotel. There was a very interesting cab ride. Do you remember this?
Yes.
It may not have been that night, but do you remember? It was like you were trying to throw everything you could in to get this cab driver to flinch.
Right.
You were talking about bathhouses and, I mean, nasty gay shit that we were cringing in the backseat because this guy would not flinch. What was his deal?
I don't remember, but he had no emotion at all. And I was trying to get something out of him, like a hello, like, you know, anything.
I knew what you were doing, but even I was uncomfortable. I think you were going down the bathhouse route or like gay sex route or something.
Yeah, I do remember that. He was Mr. Personality. None.
Right, and you had asked him about one of the shows in Vegas. Have you been to the show? And he's like, nope, never heard of it. And your response was, how long have you lived here? 17 years. 17 years and you've never been to a show in Vegas. You were really jabbing him. I was like, this guy's going to throw us out in the middle. And he did. He threw us out in the middle of a freeway. Did you notice that?
Yes. You know, I have history with cab drivers throwing me out of their cabs. I can't imagine.
I don't know why I let you sit in the front seat. I don't know why. It never works out.
I don't know. It's what I do. It's all I know how to do is harass cab drivers.
Yes. So so we had a good time. And we ran around. We did a little running around during the day while the boys were playing ball.
Yes. We're supposed to be the cheerleaders, yet we just never make it to the field.
Well, your plane doesn't have a landing strip at the field is the problem.
No, I know. And it's so far. It's like 45 minutes, I hear.
You have to get up at 6 and go with them, and then you're trapped there all day.
All right.
So unless you come with the car, it's a little difficult.
Right.
I do feel bad about that, but unless you don't have a car, like, what do you do?
I just remember last year when I had every good intention of going actually to the games to cheerlead for them, because that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I was told to meet them downstairs at like 6:30 in the morning. I did. I got up and went downstairs. But as you may have recalled, you probably don't. I didn't have a jacket because I didn't think enough to bring a jacket to Vegas in January.
Uh-huh. Right.
Stepped outside in just a regular button-down shirt, and it was like 25 degrees at 6:30 in the morning in Vegas on January. And it took me all of about 45 seconds to say,
this ain't gonna work.
This ain't gonna work. thank you, but no thank you. And I head back up for a little snoozer.
Ah.
Yeah. But so this year I didn't even try. I did bring a friend with me on
you
this
did?
Particular trip. I know you don't remember, do you?
Forgettable.
I know.
I recall him being nice. I don't even really remember him. He needs to hang around a little bit more.
Yeah, he's a special case. We've been friends for a long time. He is getting to that age where he is now wanting something more in his friendships with people that they're not providing for him, other than accompaniment to bars and trying to pick up guys. He actually wants some substance in a friendship. And I told him, I said, well, you need new friends. So I thought I would bring him and introduce him to my group of friends. That didn't seem to go over very well, because as much as he says that that's what he wants, he didn't seem to really buy into it. You know, like that there are other things to do than clubs. And...
Yeah, no, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't make a lot. Oh, I remember him now.
Yeah.
I do remember him now. He was darling.
Yeah.
He was darling, but I did not make any type of a lasting connection with him.
Right.
That's what he was looking for. Like,
yeah.
I want to hang out with you more.
Right.
He was very shh through the whole thing.
Yeah. I think
add something to the conversation here. Like,
yeah.
Let's get it going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think he was probably being a little shy. And then the last night was, they had a big closing party, which is the best event. That's always like, I mean,
it's fantastic.
Over the top, gay, everything. I mean, it's really the reason you go.
Chandeliers, honestly. And champagne and drag queens and
everything. Michael Jackson and
Cirque du Soleil.
strobe lights and it's
pools
really,
and cabanas and
we're not making this up. This is
really are not.
It's really fabulous, out of control fun.
It is Vegas style
gay,
fabulous.
He decides he wants to go to Latin night at Piranha at like I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, something. Like I didn't even know, he didn't even say anything. He just texted me at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
That he left.
Which I'm like, I'm fine.
Oh my god, the club was so fun. Why did he leave? I love Latin clubs, but that club was fun.
I know, and he got the, I guess he got the Piranha, and he said it wasn't even happening. It wasn't,
duh.
Yeah, right?
Because all the gay people are at the Tropicana.
We're at the Tropicana, so I just got the text, like, you know, that I'm there, I'll be back before 2 or something like that.
Well, he's a big boy, he can do what he wants.
Absolutely.
That's how we roll.
But I, absolutely, please. And matter of fact, I really want you to go do your own thing, because I had been...
Don't be ruining my night.
Don't ruin... You know what? I now have a window of opportunity that the room is free.
Yes!
And I had...
The red light just went on.
And I had a taker.
Did you?
Yes. I don't know if you even noticed that I disappeared for a stint of time there.
No, I don't pay attention to you. No, didn't you have a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we ended up there and
you
then...
and... Justin J. Boogie.
Yeah, Justin J. Boogie had a grinder taker. We compared.
Which I was shocked.
Make sure. Yeah, right.
He does not need grinder. Are you kidding?
What are you saying, honey?
OMG! OMG, you need grinder. Is that what I'm saying?
Wow, you are totally.
That's kind of like the whole glory hole thing. It's okay, honey. I'll be nice to you. You can turn back around.
Ah, well.
Wow.
Anyways, so yeah, so we went up and utilized the vacant room, and then once we were finished, which by the way, you want to
put the lock on?
Of course, just in case, because you never know.
And the captain's hat on the doorknob,
just to do not disturb. he totally ripped his pants putting his pants back on. You know, like his pants had like that little bit, that little hole. The little starter hole, like kind of cute one in the butt, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think his toe or something got stuck in it and ripped the whole crotch right out of his pants. I kind of was a little gasp, like, like, what are you gonna do? Like his underwear is like now hanging out of his pants.
Ah, it's a gay hotel.
Yeah, he was like, it's fine. I'm going back to my room. I'm like, okay. So, anyways, and I came back downstairs and found you guys, and I think you guys were gonna go eat, or you guys were running off to go eat at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Who says that that's okay? Who gave you approval for that?
I don't know.
Insane. So, and that's when I said, no, I'm not going to go eat. I'm going to go to bed, I think. So I go in the room, 3 o'clock. That's when Friend says he's coming back from Piranha. 3 o'clock, not concerned. Yeah. I go to sleep. I wake up somewhere around 4:30. No Friend back yet. Text him, hey.
You dead?
Are you? I mean, I don't really care, but I would like to know that my friend is not.
If you're dead, just text me back, please.
Let me know that you.
So I can maybe give somebody else a ride home.
Yeah, exactly. Managed to fall back asleep. Finally, I wake up.
I was hoping you'd take my bag back so I could avoid the $50 fee.
about 5:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Wake up again. No Friend.
Oh my goodness.
So now I'm starting to panic. I'm like, something happened. There's no way that he's still out. And it must have been just rolling in close to 6 o'clock that I get the on the door. And I'm like, oh, the bitch lost his key, room key or whatever, or, you know, doesn't know how to work the door handle, any, you know, whatever. I go and I open the door. It's security.
Oh gosh.
It's got him by like the scruff of his neck. Do you know him? And you know, he's just like
Did he come back to the hotel and couldn't find the room?
Yeah, basically.
For running, hours, probably.
Yeah, basically roaming around the hotel, probably passed out in some chair or something.
Shit.
And security got a hold of him and escorted him back to the room. And
so they probably radioed down to the front desk to find your name on the reservation, right?
Yeah, because
he didn't sound like he could help himself.
No, he really couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyways.
Well, he was okay. That's good.
Put him to bed and... That's it.
Yeah. I don't think we saw him the next morning, did we?
No, I don't think he did. Yeah. I think he waited to the very last checkout moment. So I think we got the late checkout at noon. I think he slept until about 11:59.
Well, did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he had a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what Vegas is for.
That's all that it's about.
It stays in Vegas unless you're with us.
Yeah. And then the whole world knows.
We did go to the Coca-Cola factory and the M&M's factory.
We did. Because nothing goes better together than M&M's and Coca-Cola.
At the M&M's factory, we got to see a 3D show.
Yeah. Four levels of M&M's. Right?
Did you notice it was the same shit on every level reorganized?
Yeah. I mean, because what can you fill four levels?
How many sweatshirts can you possibly have? I mean, there was M&M spoons and M&M pencils.
Yeah, the housing wear department. They had everything. How about the jacket? Did you check out the jacket?
Yes.
The $5,000 leather jacket?
Yes.
With the M&M crystals on the back?
Yes.
How many did you buy? Did you sign up for any?
No, but people were taking pictures of it like it was the shit.
Yeah, right? And she said that people had bought them. Remember, she said that they sold a couple there, and then they have a store in New York.
Only in Vegas.
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, who would wear that? And then $5,000?
Like, that's one of those jackets where you wear it, and then they were like, oh. Mm. And then the next time you see it, like, oh, that thing again?
Yeah.
Because it's so ostentatious.
Yes. And it's one of those things that you would probably stop and go, I spent $5,000 on this?
Don't touch it.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
It was in a glass case for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. And she was looked like she was assigned there to protect that glass case, right? Because she saw us looking at it for more than about 15 seconds and, can I help you?
That's right.
No, we're just looking at this relic in the glass case.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So and then we went to the Coca-Cola factory.
Yes.
I call it a factory. It's not really a factory.
It's a factory.
Really? Are they making the Coke right there?
They seem to make more Coke than I've had in a long time.
So they do have a soda shop upstairs.
Yes.
Where you can order
flights.
Yeah, you can order anything from regular soda to like fountains or
yes,
like a
110 flavors.
Yeah, everything. And then they have the flights, like that you said. And these are international flights and, you know, weird flavor flights. They do
16 different flavors across the world of.
Yes.
Were they Coca-Cola products?
I'm assuming they're Coca-Cola
probably
products.
Probably owned by the brand.
Yeah, they own, I would imagine.
The flavors I remember, because we sat down and we taste tested them together. Thank God we didn't get two orders of that.
Was there four of us? Yeah, there was four of us.
There was four of us.
Because my friend didn't make it. That was when he was sleeping.
It was you and Jay Boogie and me and Poppy.
Because Friend was sleeping.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And we had this 16 double-decker soda flight from all over the world. And some of the flavors that we went through were Vegemitevite.
Yeah. Yeah, there was...
There was mouthwash.
Yeah, the one that tasted like Scope. I mean, it didn't say Scope on the bottle, but we knew that that's what they got, what it was. I mean, there was a
ginger one, I recall.
I liked the ginger one.
That was tasty.
But there was one that was, towards the end, I don't remember what it was, but it was so bad.
It was
so
super foul. Bitter.
It was so bitter, it left a foul taste in my mouth.
And you couldn't wash it down.
You could not wash that flavor out. I was glad it was towards the end. It would have ruined the rest of them. But it was definitely interesting to taste some of the, and then some of them were like, you were like, wait a second, that's just Dr. Pepper in another label, or the Apple one. You know,
right.
Some of them were kind of like, all right, you can put a different label on it, but we already know this is something. There was one was like Squirt or something, the grapefruit one.
Uh-huh.
They just call it different things in different countries. But it was something fun to do in Vegas.
Yes, it was fun. We had a little moment, and Aunt Phyllis and I do not partake in soda any longer.
No, we don't drink soda. I don't even drink diet soda anymore, and neither do you. You quit the diet soda as well.
Well, I have it once in a while as a little treat, but I actually don't enjoy it like I used to, and I think that's because I've lost the taste for it.
Right.
But after having just a quarter of each of those 16, which to me would mean a full cup of the four, like I was so oversaturated with sugar, like that chemical sugar.
Yeah.
I did not feel right for the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, no, it didn't agree with me. Whatever, it might have been one of them or something, but I felt like it was that processed sugar or something. It was like, bleh.
It's a high fructose corn syrup, honey.
Probably.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that. No. Well, that didn't slow you down at Maggiano's, that's for sure.
Oh, what happened at Maggiano's?
No, you seem to be right at Maggiano's.
Oh my gosh, we spent the whole day and walking around the strip, and then Aunt Phyllis is like, "Well, we all agreed we were going to go to Maggiano's because we said we're going to skip the party tonight so that we can blow it out tomorrow night."
That's right.
Sunday.
Yeah, because you can't. Well, at our age, honey, three nights in Vegas.
Oh, forget it.
Too much.
Yeah, and if, you know, hey, there's no reason to punish yourself. If you're not going to go out and party, you might as well have your asshole have a party. meaning, you know, like when you're going to have, we know you're going to have sex, you don't like go to town on the buffet because you want to make sure that you're,
right,
you're not fat and bloated and clean, etc. Yes. Well, it's the same thing. When you're not gonna, if you're not going to go party and be in your party outfit, you might as well go fill it up.
Yeah.
So we decided Maggiano's because it's all you can eat.
Well, we chose an all you can eat.
Yes.
Version of Maggiano's. It's not always all you can eat. But so we walk in at, what time was it? 7 o'clock on a Saturday night in Vegas?
Yes.
Party at 5. No problem, right? Sit right down.
No, I don't think that's what happened. In fact, we walked in the back door even, and we walked past, if you've ever been to Maggiano's, because they're, you know, an international chain, they had all these segregated rooms, and not segregated as in there were blacks, whites, Latinos, but there were half-filled rooms with tons of servers running around, and we get up to the front desk, and the lady tells you,
it's going to be about an hour wait.
And we have already, now after walking all day, you made me walk the entire, oh no, I take it back, sorry. That's at the end. We took a taxi to Maggiano's because we were hungry.
And he's the one that took us to the back door.
He took us to the back door, and she says it's an hour wait, and we get in there, and I'm like, an hour wait? I saw half the restaurant
empty,
and I see tons of servers here. So while she's doing that, and she's trying to like basically tell you, like, I'm not even sure if I'll be able to fit you in, but it might be an hour. It
might be an hour.
She really was being vague.
And you can go wait in the bar, which is open seating. Of course, every table is taken in the bar, right?
Yes. And I'm off sitting here next to you with my phone, punching up Yelp and pulling up open reservations for Maggiano's. And you get your little buzzer and we start to walk away and I hit reserve table because I just want to see. I've never done this. I just want to see they have an open table. I want to see how long is the wait on open table, like 2 hours? And up comes an appointment for 10 minutes away.
Yeah, it was like 7:15, and we were like, just got there like 7 o'clock.
And how many people did we have? We had your friend by that point.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, I put 5 in, so I knew that meant even a bigger table, and it still came up with a 10-minute appointment away, and I'm like, I show you my phone, and I'm like, I just got a 10-minute reservation online.
Yeah. So no sooner than you hit that,
your buzzer goes off.
Yeah, my buzzer goes off.
And
like,
she calls
literally
back,
like 5 minutes
later.
Because
we were discussing, like, what are we going to do about this? Like, I'm going to accept this reservation, first of all. And we're going to have to go call her a lying fat bitch.
Right.
And so, the buzzer goes off before we can become contrary.
Contrary. And she calls us back, oh, we were able to get you a table.
I think she saw me doing that on my phone, and I think she was working you for a tip.
You mean a little...
Mm-hmm. But we're so unassuming in that. I mean,
I would not pay, especially at a chain restaurant. But even at a high end restaurant, I mean, I don't think I would give a tip for something like that to get a table.
I think she was trying to get you that, like, oh, can you get us in a little earlier? And we got a fantastic booth.
We really did. For our size, we got a great table.
Corner round booth where all of us could sit at.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So really the moral of the story is open table yourself.
True that.
Yeah, get the open table. But if you do go to Maggiano's, by the way, try the family style feast because...
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I have been that uncomfortable in a long time.
Salad, pasta, chicken, dessert, bread.
Everything.
And then more, as much as you could eat.
And then, yeah, and...
And we took doggy bags.
We took at least half of it home, which Denver got ate because we didn't have refrigerators in the room and it basically sat out all night. The only thing that did got eaten was I did manage to eat the rest of that chocolate cake. But other than that.
Did I take something home?
No, there was, because you...
I didn't, right?
No, there was no place to put it.
Okay, good, because I know I was hungry later.
But yeah, I should have ate that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know, right?
No, I never touched any more of the pasta. It just got... I left it in the room when we checked out.
That's one of my favorite restaurants, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. They
do know how to make Italian food. For sure. I'm really critical of like everybody loves the Olive Garden. Horrible.
No, who loves the Olive Garden? I don't know who loves the Olive Garden.
Oh my gosh. Can we go to the Olive Garden? Their breadsticks are amazing. Breadsticks is not Italian, first of all.
Can I tell you something, Scooter Booter, as an Italian? Well, I tell you something because you're an Italian. I'm Mexican. Not liking the Olive Garden and criticizing people that like the Olive Garden.
Yes.
Is the same way I feel about you wanting to go to Acapulco for Mexican food.
Poppy likes Acapulco.
And you love Acapulco, and I can't stand it.
You can't stand it, but Poppy likes it, so pretty much I default to.
He's used to your cooking. no, I mean, I think they have the worst. It's not even Mexican food.
Are you sure you're not thinking of El Torito?
They're the same company. They're real mix.
Acapulco is much better than El Torito. Have you been to El Torito Grill?
I have not been to the Torito.
It's fairly gourmet.
It's all, but they're all the same company, and Chevy's too.
And they make the tortillas right there.
Well, oh, that
there's an old grandma doing it. I defer to my Mexican boyfriend, who's more Mexican than you.
Mm-hmm.
you have to agree to that.
Well, then he has bad taste. Sorry,
well,
Bobby.
Well, he's with me.
Yeah, that's true. Stands the reason. So, but yeah, Maggiano's is excellent for Italian. You know, and then the little place here by my house for Italian that is our date place. Your first date, I like to take dates there. Cafe Piccolo,
yes.
Very good.
Delicious.
Yes.
Have you been to L'Opera yet? I know this is kind of off topic.
Cherry and Third? Or something and Third?
Pine and Second. A Pine and something.
It's on Third.
Okay. Have you been there?
You took us. You took me there.
I took you there.
They have the little singer, the lady who sings.
Yeah, that's a special treat for me.
Like yeah.
It's expensive.
I did go there on a date one time with Mr. Tastic. We went on a date there. And I got that linguine with all the like pot or the seafood linguine.
Ooh.
And it had a clam that didn't have the clam in it. Instead, it had sand. So when I opened it, all
no
the
shit.
Sand went everywhere. And they took it right back and made me a new one.
I wonder how often that happens.
I don't know, but I think that's a quality control issue on their part because I think...
Doesn't the clam open a
little
bit
when
they're
cooking?
It
does open. So the fact that it was kind of open and had sand in it means that they didn't really look at it. But yeah. But they didn't, it wasn't even like, oop, take the whole thing back and they made a whole new one. Because it wasn't
their
like,
service. You know what? Their service is fantastic.
Yeah, there's no way you can... It's not like you can pick the sand out.
Are you sure you don't like it? Maybe I could just throw in a free cheesecake.
It's good for the teeth. They'll polish the teeth right up.
OMG.
So.
Well, I can't think of anything else in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Except for the fact that my longtime bestie.
Well, let me tell you. Let me ask you this. So you guys had a terrible experience on the flight ride over. I'm sure the flight home was just much more smooth.
Well, that's what I was asking. If we could wrap up. So, yes. So we got a late flight. Good job, Special K. We got a little extra sleep in time. And, you know, we get to the airport. There was a nice NRA discussion in this taxi cab.
NRA? Guns?
Yeah, gun discussion.
With the taxi driver?
Taxi driver and handler and, you know, how much we love guns. Guns, guns, guns! I actually like guns. I don't have a problem with guns. But anyways, it was just very... He was kind of like, well, what is this in-city shootout?
Uh-huh.
And Handler was left to kind of explain, and it was like he was weaving around, like, what kind of a person are you? You
know, uh-huh.
Very interesting. He's like, it's a sports enthusiast convention. Yeah.
Very good. Handler has always got the, you know, he's got the finesse.
I was giggling the whole way there.
He has got the finesse, I'll tell you.
So we get to the airport, we're like, you know what, after getting here, like, let's not even screw it. We got there early. There was no attitudes. We get on the, we get down to the terminal, and before we get to the gate, Special K gets a text from somebody else who either was on the plane or on the prior plane or something, was basically like, the plane is really delayed. So I go and look it up on my iPad. What's really delayed to you for a 50-minute flight?
For a 50-minute flight, I would say an hour, hour and 15 minutes. That'd be about...
over 5 hours delayed.
What? Honey, that's longer than it would take you to drive home.
I could have, yes, hitched a ride home and still got it home quicker.
Would it make you upset to know that we had, like, empty seats going home?
Yes, it would.
We had several of them, actually. I think we had 3 empty seats going home.
OMG. Yeah, no, this airline really is a piece of shit. They had absolutely no other equipment in Las Vegas, and they, we were waiting on equipment from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, seriously, you have nothing else? And they're like, no, and there's a plane ahead of you that never got to go, so we're waiting for that, and then yours. I'm like, oh my god, this is the most cheap shit airline I've ever been on. So we spent our whole day in the airport.
Yeah, because you already checked into security.
Which, oddly... was okay. I don't know why. It just gave us a purpose to do nothing. Like, when I get home, I've got all this shit to do or whatever. I got to sit there, and watch Netflix on my iPad, catch up on email. It was just one of those forced down days, and that was fine. We found a really comfortable spot in the airport. There was slot machines.
Of course. Vegas, honey.
And you know what? As shitty as that situation is, we really made the best of it.
That's fun. All you can do, right?
I got all caught up on certain seasons.
You know,
seasons.
They say in life, you know, it's not
make
what
happens.
Right.
Make lemonade out of your lemons, right?
It's, yeah, not what happens to you. It's how you react to it.
Yeah.
So
we had a good time, but we were pooped when we got home.
Oh,
for
I can
sure, because then we had to get the car, drive home, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like the long goodbye.
Yeah.
With Special K in the hand. It was like, yeah, goodbye, goodbye.
Yeah, I think Papa Tango Air was 30 minutes ahead of schedule that day, actually.
Yeah, and that's a tough airport for you to get out of.
It is.
And you still beat us.
We whisked right out of there. Oh, you know why? Because there was actually an open time slot where the Spirit Air played.
What a shit airline, let me tell you. I tried to call and complain. No. You had to wait 65 minutes just to talk to somebody to complain. That's a fantastic customer service or a complaint reduction technique.
Yeah. That's like that. The complaint form. Have you seen this? It's like a little pad you can buy. It says complaint form. The piece of paper is about 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter. It's a whole pad of them, too. Anyways, well, I see. We did the Vegas, and then... I did a little other traveling. I went recently to Cancun.
Okay.
You know,
fun for you.
That little place down in Mexico.
You must be loaded.
Yeah, with bills.
Yeah, I bet. You need to get back to work so you can stop traveling.
I know. I need to. It's bleeding.
You're
it's
running
bleeding.
Up the cards.
No, so a friend of mine is a flight attendant for United. And so he's been wanting me to go travel with him somewhere for a long time. So it's always been an issue of, you know, when I have available time. Of course, when I was working, not so much. Now I have oogles of time. You tell me when you're available because I'm always available. So he tells me, well, how about these dates? Do these dates work? I'm like, let me check my calendar. Yes. So he...
You have a calendar?
Yeah. Where do you want to go? And so we started throwing out little, you know, different areas where we're going to go. He's checking flights because with employee travel on airlines, it's all about are the planes full or not, you know?
Right,
and then he's also got a deal where with those Starwood properties, Westin and all them, you know, he's got to check to make sure that there's a room, cheap room available. So Cancun it is. Planes are, you know, empty. Everything looks good. So, we decided we're going to meet there at the airport at the gate because he's coming from the valley. I'm coming from Long Beach. No point in anything. Clues me in where there's free parking at LAX. I'll give you this.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't say this on the show because there's not that many free spaces, but I'll tell you because you're supposed to be my friend.
Yes.
So anyways, so we got free parking. Get there. He is doing the, like literally they're starting to board the plane and he's not even at the gate yet. That's how late he is. And he decides he's bringing another...
And you can't get on without him?
No, as a matter of fact, I cannot get on until he checks in. So I knew when he checked in because that's when they called my name.
Oh.
But he still wasn't there yet.
Well, but he's probably used to walking right on.
Yeah, maybe. So he decided, and then he also brought another flight attendant friend. I didn't even know until the last minute. He's like, oh, this is my friend Ryan, and he's going with us. And I don't care, more the merrier, you know, I'm not, it's just friends going, right?
I thought I was your travel buddy. Poor.
Right? So anyway, so we head on down to Cancun, get checked. Beautiful resort, I mean, high-end resort. Beautiful one-bedroom suite. So here we are on our fabulous three-day, something like that, trip to Cancun.
Yeah, four-day vacation.
Yeah, something like that. Next morning, we wake up, go to the pool. He says he's got to run and check his email or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He comes back and he's like, fuck, I got to go back. I got to go home. I'm like, what?
What?
He's like, yeah. He goes,
he didn't schedule himself out or what?
He said he talked to the scheduler,
uh-huh,
who told him that she was going to schedule him out,
uh-huh,
and then went home and evidently didn't do it. And he goes to Cancun without it being confirmed that he was scheduled out. And so he tried calling the person that was scheduling now. That girl, of course, was not there. And the person that was there said that there was no way to do it, so that he was most likely going to get assigned a trip the next day. And so it became a big ordeal. Because
and a write-up.
I didn't want to go home. Matter of fact, I said, I'm going to stay an extra day. So he was able to get me on a different type of ticket. So I was no longer on employee travel. I was just on a buddy pass.
Okay.
Which is fine, but it means I wasn't going to be able to be upgraded to first class like you can.
So he left.
So he left.
Go on.
So now the friend, it's just me and the friend. And the friend is like, well, I'll stay another day too. And
in your one bedroom.
Yeah. But he was sleeping on the pull-out sofa and I had the...
For now.
He liked it. I offered. We had a.
That's not what I'm going for.
What are you going for?
Salacious. Salacious, sweetie.
Oh, no.
Fail?
No, not fail, but just not my type. I mean, you know my type is. He wasn't it. So, he was a white guy.
He was bottom.
I don't know. But he was. Anyways. Yeah, he was kind of white. He looked like a.
He had a job. Right, if you want to keep this topic open, I'll keep going.
Anyways, but we our connection, even on a friend level, was bare minimum at best. I mean, a lot of not really conversations. We would go eat together, would have a cocktail, but
not eat out together.
I'd eat him out. So I was on my Grindr, because there is a place that I like Grindr. It's when I'm away from home, because Grindr in Long Beach, no good.
But that's my favorite too.
But when you're on vacation, the best way to meet guys is Grindr.
Yeah.
So I had met online a nice looking Mexican local, okay. And so decided we wanted to meet in person. And before I really even thought to ask the friend that was there, I was like, yeah, I'll meet you out at this place tonight at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, we'll meet and go from there, whatever. And then, okay, sign off. Everything's good. And then I started thinking, I wonder if I should ask him if it's okay. So this is why I'm asking you, Scooter-Booter. I mean, do I have any obligation to this person? Like, we are now sharing a room together. And I'm not asking about bringing this guy back to the room or anything like that. But just, like, do I have an obligation to stay with him? Or is it okay now that I just go off on my own and do my own thing, make plans?
You've been doing everything with him since?
Yeah, we had been doing everything together.
No, you don't need to ask. My approach to this would be, especially if you don't feel like there's a great friendship there.
Right.
Would just be like, so I'm heading out at 8. I just want to give you a heads up. I'm heading out at 8 tonight. I'm going to this place. If you're interested in going, I'm meeting up with a guy. Something might, you know, happen, but I'm going to go hang out with this guy. It's kind of proactive.
Yeah. So when I kind of was something similar to that, I was just like, well, we were going to go eat, but we were going to go eat a lot earlier than I was going to meet him.
You ain't meeting my needs is basically what that's saying. Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, oh, you know, if it's all right with you, I'd like to meet this person, at, you know, this time. So I don't know. Okay. So I did do a total Aunt Phyllis thing, which is I vetted the whole scenario first. So during dinner, I'm like, so, you know, flight attendant, you must travel a lot, right? Yes, of course. And when you go out and you, like, tour the cities? Yes. You do a lot of that by yourself a lot?
Laura.
Yeah, he goes, I go out and check these. Oh, so you're comfortable being alone in a city.
God.
So I already knew. So I already had that groundwork was laid. I already knew. So then.
Oh, no, I stay in the hotel the whole time.
Then I would have felt bad. So, but yeah, he gave me that kind of like, oh, really? Like, you're okay. Like, I'm not going to say no, but okay, well, I guess I'll just hang out here at a bar while you meet him, kind of like, and wait for you. Yeah, it became like even like really more uncomfortable. Like now I'm like, okay, honestly, I felt like, so I was kind of sending him, the other guy, messages like, okay, I need to find something. I need a sitter. I need to find a sitter.
Do you have a friend? That's what you should ask your friend.
Do you have anyone, Mago? I was like, I need to find some entertainment for him because he, you know, doesn't want to be alone. And I kind of don't, I felt bad. So anyways, I ended up putting him on a bus back to the hotel. I'm like, he didn't want to stay. And so I went on a bus. But I kind of felt a little guilty. Do I have any, should I be shouldering any of this guilt?
No.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, we had a good time. I really enjoyed the gentleman that I met.
Were you clear that you were out grindering when you were with him?
Yeah, because he was grindering too.
Oh my God, no then. No, like, oh my gosh, I got this hookup for tonight, so.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you got? A bus pass? Woo! Yeah, no, you don't even know this person. And where is this person from? LA?
Yeah, he lives in West Hollywood.
Oh.
All the more reason, right?
Wet rag.
Yeah, forget it. So we ended up meeting. We ended up going together and meeting up as a three. We went to a bar together. And we didn't have a threesome.
Meeting up as a threesome.
But we met up as a threesome at a bar. And so we sat around a table and chit-chatted the second night.
Did you do the guy?
Gosh, good.
The people want to know.
Honey.
Yes, I mean, the listeners want to know.
He did come back to the hotel with us and had a cocktail, and then we excused ourselves to the balcony, which had a door to my room, and we ended up just going back into my room and enjoying each other's company for a little while.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did he rub all the walls?
He did not do any interior painting. That's...
Touche.
We kept everything
wrapped.
No, we did everything exterior. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we did everything exterior, but yeah, so we had a good time.
Nice.
Yeah,
Cancun. And Cancun's beautiful, no?
Cancun. So let's compare it to Puerto Vallarta.
Uh-huh.
Puerto Vallarta has a great gay scene. Cancun, not culture. So much. And culture. Cancun has a good culture.
Well, no, Cancun, I just say that in the wrong way, but the people in Puerto Vallarta are amazing.
Amazing.
They're very friendly.
Very friendly. Actually, I found the people in Cancun to be sufficiently friendly as well. Like, okay. I didn't find them to be rude like I did in, what was that other place I went, San Juan, Puerto Rico? I found them to be rude. So I found the people to be very nice, but the gay scene is much to be desired. They do have like four or five bars, mm-hmm. which I think is more than maybe they've had in the past. They don't even open the doors until 11 p.m. Yeah. You can't even get a cocktail.
They don't have air conditioning either. You probably didn't go to the hot months, but...
No, I mean, it was February, so that didn't really bother me. But I did hear that. Someone told me that like, they don't have air conditioning. But I mean, you can't even get a cocktail at a gay establishment until 11 p.m. And at that point, you're going to be the only person in there.
That's homophobia.
Yeah, it's got to be totally dark or what? You know, it's like, I mean, it's really bizarre.
That's racist.
Because in Puerto Vallarta, there's gay bars open. I mean, from like 6 in the morning, you can get a cocktail at a gay establishment.
Duh.
Yeah, hello. Kind of like here in Long Beach, by the way. You can get cocktails at 6 a.m. But where it has Puerto Vallarta beat is the beaches.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. I mean, I've never in my life seen anything like that.
The water...
Blue,
the water temperature,
warm water,
the color, the white sand
beach. It was just...
Did I tell you Poppy and I stayed right in a... it was a I guess it's technically a duplex because it was two units stuck together, but it was fairly big inside, and we had a slider that opened right onto the white sand beach.
Oh, wow.
And you know me, I don't tend to go high in price on hotels and stuff, but this was like a bargain right on the beach or whatever, right. And it just was amazing.
Yeah. So if there is some way we could just take that beach, lift it up, and just like transport it to Puerto Vallarta.
The beach and the water is why I am so horny over the Caribbean. I mean, you feel like you're a baby in that water. It's just so fantastic.
I have never been to the Caribbean.
Did you go snorkeling?
Snorkeling? No, I didn't. I didn't go snorkeling. No, I didn't go snorkeling. We pretty much kept it right there at the hotel, or we went into town.
Okay.
So.
Well, they have cute little coral reefs around Cancun there, and the water's so obviously so beautiful.
We didn't do any excursions. We were going to go do an excursion to the ruins, and we just decided it was too short of a trip. We just wanted to relax.
Yeah.
You know, I've been so stressed with things lately that I need the relaxation.
And you're too ruined for the ruins, so you missed it. You got to go back. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I will go back to Cancun for a longer period of time, in which I will go to the ruins. Or I'm actually considering, I might be going to Mexico City at the end of the month. So maybe I can hitch a ride to the ruins from Mexico City, because it's kind of the same, I think, right? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not familiar with the geography too much. Mexico City's in the middle, Cancun's on the edge. But yeah, it's a good couple hours to the ruins. So maybe, no, it seems like it's further than that.
Yeah.
But there's tons of ruins in Mexico City, too, which are different.
Oh, they're different. So maybe that's what I'm hearing, ruins in Mexico City.
I'm sure they're fantastic, too. I might be going to Mexico City this summer for a quinceañera.
Un quinceañera? I love when people call it the 15 years. You get that here in the U.S. You see that.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but that's what they say, the 15 years. It was their 15. Is it for Rob's family?
Yeah, cousin of the family. Cousin of...
Poppy's family?
It's for Poppy's family. One of the cousins.
Ah.
A girl. You know, I hear sometimes that the boys can have a quinceañera. Has then that...
Hello!
I know, right?
I'm sure Poppy had one.
If the boy really wants one, I guess the parents can throw it. Is that... Mm-hmm.
Does he have to wear the dress, too?
I don't have an example, but I've heard of this. I need to dig more into it. No.
Please dig into it. I'd like to hear more about the 15-year-old boy's quinceañeras.
If they're grass on the field. Oh, my gosh. Oh. You know what? I had a couple of little experiences.
Okay.
That I want to share with you.
Please.
So, you know, it was my birthday last month. And
you don't say.
Yes. Well, it's my birthday all month, actually.
Uh-huh.
The way I make my friends celebrate it. We had a birthday extravaganza for me on my actual day. I take the day off work. I refuse to work on my birthday because all it pisses you on your birthday.
Okay.
And that is not the way to be.
Okay.
You know,
That's fair enough.
And I work at a shitty place, so there you go.
And they don't decorate your chair or anything like that for your birthday?
They tie a balloon on the back.
Oh, there you go.
Don't get all excited about the goddamn balloon tied on the back. I worked at places where there's a cake brought in, and there's streamers, and you don't do that.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, okay. No. I'm like, so I, Poppy and I made a plan to do a half day at the Disneyland Resort, and then we got massages on Travel Zoo, massage and facial, 2-hour massage and facial for $59, and I'm like, oh, this must be bargain basement massage. Well, it's right around the corner from Disneyland. I'm like, perfect, we'll go after lunch, and then we can come back for fireworks or whatever. You know, we just made a whole day of it, and we went to this fine establishment at the end of the day, which was fantastic. But I want to talk about the massage.
Okay.
So it was, quote, a Thai massage.
Oh.
So maybe you have some experience here. I want to compare notes.
I love a good Thai massage, honey.
This is in downtown.
Was it a boy?
No, it was a girl. Oh. This is in downtown Orange, across the street.
Then I don't have experience with it.
Across the street from where Special K and the Handler live.
Okay.
There's a little Jack in the Box Denny's in that shopping mall if you ever are looking for it. And, so we go in there. It's very nicely appointed. They've got all the fancy couches and mirrors and all the carpets and, you know, little fountains and, you know, pretty music going on, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, you know, we're here for our appointments. She's like, perfect. Okay, we'll sit down, you know, fill out these little applications, blah, blah, blah.
Applications?
Yes. Well, they got to see, you know, your what's hurting you and what's your number and you're not going to sue us, et cetera.
Did you tell them your ego?
So they send Poppy in for the facial first, and then I get the massage lady, and then they swap after the hour. So I have the... Wait. No, I have my facial first.
Mm-hmm.
I did not need a massage. I did not need a facial for an hour, first of all. Despite what you may think, do not look for blemishes. Yeah, I was kind of like, this is way overkill on the
facial. It's a lot of blackheads to remove.
No. You know, I've had a facial before. It does not take an hour. But they were really going overboard. So
okay.
Fine.
What do they do for an hour?
And for an hour, there was also a little bit of neck and shoulder massage going on with that as well, between slatherings of whatever it is. At one point, they put like a shit over your face that literally peeled off. You know when you were a kid and you put glue on your finger? And
yes.
You could peel it off? That's how it was. It was like, my face is tight. And then she pulled it off all in one go. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Like a band-aid?
She just put glue on my face? Anyways.
Whenever they're working around my face, I always am like...
Yeah, I've realized I do not need facials.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like facials.
Why not?
Well, you know, I have a touching thing to begin with. I need a little drinky poo to be more friendly in that department. But the face, I don't like my face touched. I don't know. Do a lot of people like their face touched?
I like a good facial.
Okay. I'm okay with service personnel, like the dentist, you know, the person who's doing the threading of the eyebrows, they can touch it. But just generally people who, like, feel like they need to come up and caress your face when they're talking to you, ugh, hate that.
Well, I don't know who does that.
When they grab your face and you're like, oh, don't touch
me. No, I don't like random people touching me like that. I know what you're talking about. No, I do not like that. But as far as a facial...
Yeah, their hands are clean, so it's all good.
Yeah.
So anyways, I get that done, then the massage lady comes in, and I give it a B- massage. It was fine. It was definitely a different technique than I'm used to.
You kept your underwear on for the Thai massage, right?
No.
Oh.
Should I have?
Yeah, well, normally for a Thai massage, they keep the underwear on because they move you around so much, things are flip-flopping.
I had that in Puerto Vallarta, where they were like doing stretches on me and my junk was flying in and out, and I was like, I wish I had known. I would have worn a jock strap, you know? But in this case, she was not like maneuvering me around in that way, but in the last, it was just kind of a weird massage in that she was paying attention to certain areas like way too long and then like brushing over other areas. I don't think that she was ineffective, that's just what she was taught. But in the last 10 minutes, my eyes are closed, I'm kind of in that semi-dream state, like trying to be relaxed. And I feel a little jiggle on the table.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh, the massage stopped for about 2 seconds, and there was a little jiggle on the table. And it occurred to me, and I'm like, what was that? It wasn't like she had moved around the table. It was kind of like a little earthquake.
Oh.
And I'm like, what just happened? And then it occurred to me, this woman is on the table. And I opened my eyes just, so slightly. Because then now my legs are being massaged. And she's patting, and she's getting closer and closer and closer to my crotch. Which, from the end of the table, is not... Your arms are not physically long enough to be up at my crotch.
Uh-huh.
Putting that kind of pressure. And I open my eyes just so slightly, and I realize she is hovering over me. She's got knees between my legs, and she is full on putting her full weight into pushing down on my legs or whatever, and I immediately became so fucking uncomfortable. That was the most uncomfortable thing ever, to have this woman literally 2 feet up on top of me. She basically could have raped me. I almost died.
You've never had like someone get on top of you in a massage and like do like knees and
no, that's called a prostitute.
No, I've had.
And that. She was doing this with her hands, with the palms of her hands, yeah. up my legs. Well, my junk is not.
Were you face forward? You were face
my
up.
My junk is, you know, not. Doinger, but it's definitely like kind of hanging off to one side, to the point where I'm like, you're gonna smash my junk.
So you were face up in this point?
Yes.
Oh, so see, I've only had him get on top of me when I'm face down.
To like stand on you or what?
Yeah, they put like the knees into it, they put the elbows into, yeah, to get more leverage, sure.
To fuck you? That's called a prostitute.
Whoa!
They may be in a bathhouse, but they're still a prostitute. Yes, well, that's what you say at the beginning. Yeah, no, I just was kind of like, this is must be the Thai part of it.
Well, no, I've actually had Thai massages. Thai massages seem to be more about the stretching and the maneuvering, and that's why normally they have you keep your underwear on, because they'll like lift your leg up and then swing your leg out and then fold it at the knee and then out. And
these Mexicans must be confused. I got that at the Mexican shop and then I get this at the Taima shop.
They're comparing notes.
Yeah. So anyways, slightly feeling raped a little bit, but I mean, honestly, she didn't do anything inappropriate, but at some point she did like slightly crush the head of my penis because it was on my leg. And I'm like, I'm glad there wasn't a bone in there.
She might have been looking for a bone, honey.
She probably could see through the sheet that it was there. And I did kind of feel her like I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. You might want to move it. And then she was just like, well, fuck it then. And then, I don't know. It was uncomfortable. Anyhow, so I get out of the massage. I'm waiting for Poppy. I'm sitting in the lobby. And he comes out and he kind of looks at me like this.
Uh-huh.
And I look at him back like, did something happen? And he looks back like, big guy's like, and I look back at him like, and that's all. And we pay, and we go out to the car, and we close the car. I don't even start the car. We just close the car, and we look at each other. I'm like, did she get on the table? And he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, was that the most fucking uncomfortable thing ever? He's like, oh my God, I was so uncomfortable. It just, in the way that she did it, it was like, I don't know.
Well, thank God you got a good deal on that rape massage.
Yes.
Or you can get that at Groupon. Is that Groupon under the R section?
Rape on. Yeah, no. So I don't. I'm not going back there.
Well, I wouldn't go back to that place.
No.
There's a Thai massage place right up here that I've gone to before that doesn't do anything like that. Matter of fact, in a Thai massage, you're supposed to be on the floor. It's a mat on the floor without the mouth. Like you can't put. That's why I kind of don't like them because
without the pillow over your mouth.
And you can't put, you know, like on a table, you put your mouth into like, or your face into like a cradle.
Yes.
And then you can breathe.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, they don't have that. Normally, most Italian massage places I've been
to. That smashes your nose.
It's, well, no, you have to turn your head to one side or the other. And it is. Yeah. But they're moving you around enough. I mean, they do massage your back, but then they start to move you kind of around and blah, blah, blah. And then they flip you over and then, you know, they're like literally like legs up, legs out, folded.
Are they taking pictures while they're doing that? I think they might be. So honestly, even though it was a little uncomfortable, I had a fantastic, like, it was fun experience. I love experiencing new things. So,
yes.
So we did that. We went back. We went and saw a parade and I had my little button, you know, when you get a button for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Disneyland, and what that is that all the people who work there, cast members, say to you, happy birthday, and your name's on it, Scooter, which is, you know, it's kind of nice. A bunch of strangers telling you happy birthday. In fact, other park guests were saying happy birthday, you know, so by the end of the day, you're kind of like feeling like, oh, my shit don't stink.
You need that kind of encouragement, do you?
Right? What I thought was fantastic, though, was, do you ever watch the parades?
I sometimes.
I started more recently.
Okay.
And I'm starting to enjoy them. I didn't like them because there's so much stroller action and people shoving and I can't see and you're standing and all that BS.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there. We got our seat on the curb and all the princesses and characters on the floats or whatever, they all have microphones.
Yes.
That are hooked into the float.
Right.
And they're singing normally, but they each float literally stopped and said, "Happy birthday." They couldn't read Scooter, but they said, happy birthday to you. And they pointed and you can hear over the thing. So you're like, I'm part of the parade.
Well, they should have got you out there. They could have had you dancing with them. Little Mickey Mouse dancing.
I just recommend that you try that one year. I felt really special by the end of the day.
Honey, I have a happy birthday button. I wear it every time I go.
That's not fair. Yeah.
I have a happy birthday one, and I have an I'm celebrating one. So I decide which one I want to wear, depending on how much attention I need.
You are the one with the problem.
Yeah. So that was pretty neat. Did you see when I was at Disneyland, I actually got to take a picture with Minnie and Mickey?
Yes, how did that happen? They're never together.
I know that, and I actually had some people like, oh, how did you have that done? Because they're never together. But we walked in, and I was there with... Oh, we're not going to call him Bitter anymore. What are we calling him? Pepper. So Bitter is now officially being changed to Pepper. Did we decide that?
Yeah.
Okay, so no more Bitter. Bitter's out. Long gone Bitter. Pepper. So I was there with Pepper.
Hey, Pepper.
And Little Pepper? Salt? What are we going to call him?
E.
No, the other one. No, forget about him. The...
Oh, Juice?
Juice! Juice, yes, Juice. I like that. Juice. And E was there, yes. Now that you mention it. We walk in. There was only like three people in line. Because you would think like, you know, for...
For Mickey and Minnie?
For Mickey and Minnie together, there was three people in line. Because normally when any of the characters are there for... I mean, the line can be 20 minutes long just to get your picture taken with one of the characters. So we get in line, all four of us. And of course, what do we decide we want? We want individuals and group, right? So all of a sudden it's like... I don't know how long.
Oh my God, you were having prom pictures.
We were, because there were different poses and, oh, try it with the flash, without the flash. I mean, you know, honestly, we were probably being too overbearing. And it's Disneyland, so they're going to do pretty much what you ask them to do, right? They're not going to be like, oh, you can't.
This is my first time. It's amazing. You're making a dream come true.
And I'm celebrating for my birthday. Anyways, by the time we were done with our group, the line was like all the way back to the front of the gate. I mean, it had gotten that long.
You rude gays.
We really did. We ruined the whole thing, but it was... I doubt we'd ever see that again, because you're right, they never are together.
I was surprised when I saw that photo, and I was like, that never happens.
Yeah, so that is my new prized photo. But, yeah, so, well, what else is coming up, honey? Anything special?
My bladder. I'm, like, dancing over here.
No, I said what's coming up, not what's stretching
out.
Oh,
what's coming up? Well, I believe you've been in, paid or engaged for a bingo event.
A little bingo event is coming up, a little... Oh, that would, we missed that in our 30-second recap,
yes,
of the
sir,
20
we
minutes.
We have to redo it.
We have to redo the AIDS Life Cycle bingo for the Team OC. It's being held on Saturday, March 30th. Starting at 4 o'clock, it's $35, and you can find the information on www.facebook.com/BabylonPodcast. We'll post a link to the event. Everyone's invited. Bring the family, bring the kids. Don't bring the dog, because I think that, what's their dog's name? Probably wouldn't like it so much.
Right, Rosie.
Rosie, yeah, Rosie might be a little
bendy. Rosie.
Yeah, so, and it's all going to the AIDS Life Cycle, which if you don't know, look it up. People are crazy. They have nothing better to do, so they take 5-6 days and they ride their bicycles from San Francisco down to Los Angeles. Evidently.
Losers.
Well, you know what it is because we're lacking a bullet train, so the only other way to get there is a bicycle.
Right.
So we're going.
Yeah, and if playing bingo wasn't enough, Aunt Phyllis will be performing.
That's right. I'll be there. I'll be performing with my good friend, Jules of Long Beach.
There are prizes galore, and there's also raffles and other sorts of things, and it is open bar. Did you say that already?
For $35, it's open bar and prizes. So you can't beat it.
Yeah, really. And it's open bar.
Open bar. I'm sorry. Did you say it was what?
Open bar.
Yeah, that's it.
$35, open bar. That's really all you need to know.
On a Saturday night.
From Hot Bicyclers.
Yes.
They serve it.
They do serve it.
And they take tips.
In their little Speedos.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them riding the bicycles in those little Speedos. Then I might be interested.
Maybe that happens.
Oh. All of a sudden.
You have to get to day 4 to see that.
So get to our Facebook, find the event, meet me there. I'll be there. It's about the only time of year you get to actually meet Aunt Phyllis. So
yeah, yes. It is.
It is the only time.
And this may be your farewell affair.
It very well could be my farewell affair.
It's your farewell tour. A la Cher.
So anyhow, with
highest hair, and it's going to be. Is there going to be anything special?
Well, I do have something special in the works.
Okay.
I can't really tell you what it is.
Can I have a hint?
Well, it involves more than one person.
Okay.
Is that not good enough?
I already knew that. They didn't.
Did you know that?
I've deduced it.
Really? See, I don't think you really know.
Oh, okay.
How about... Okay, you want a hint? Okay. How about the other person involved is not Jules?
Oh. Oh, I'm intrigued now.
Now you're intrigued, huh?
Okay.
Well, if you want to find out more, March 30th, 4 o'clock, Santa Ana. Get the information on our Facebook.
Yeah.
So, is that anything else, honey?
No.
Oh.
No, done.
Well, with that, let's wrap this little dog and pony show up. You've been listening to the Babylon Podcast. I'm Ann Phyllis. Dean.
And I'm Scooter Booter. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, kids.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but you're a total bitch.
Can they be that close? Just let me stay there.